You are now listening to the Lexicon Podcast. Now, let the show begin.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Lexicon Podcast. I don't even remember what number this is. Is it, what, 16, 17?
17.
I don't remember. I think it's 17.
We're almost legal.
I think last time we talked about that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I think the last one was 16 because I counted 4, 8, 12, 16. I'm like, that's 4 months worth of us.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is four months work.
I didn't know that was really mad. I was like, what the fuck did you just say?
I've been watching too much Sesame Street.
We have been. Our son actually loves Sesame Street.
But guess who's the one that's watching it?
She is. Oh, my God. Dude, it's freaking
well,
fun.
What was the letter of the day today?
Yesterday was D.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? Speaking of math and stuff like that, before we jump into introducing who, actually, you know what? Let's introduce ourselves as always. We have the lovely host as always. You have
Angie
and Liz,
and of course, you have myself, Alex. Being a math one, that always reminds me of a great teacher I had in high school. And everybody, you know, who went to this high school and was in the magnet program knows who he is. I won't really say his name. For certain reasons, but
he reminded me of a cholo cousin that learned how to teach.
Pretty much said, you know, how do I teach these kids? No, he wasn't a Stand By Me or
anything.
No, any of that.
But he pretty much
could have been. No, so I'm pretty decent at math. I want to say.
Yep. I'd say so.
And then so I think it was algebra 2 or something with you in the same class. And then I used to help people like learn math.
Was that when we had it in the morning?
I don't remember. I don't remember what time it was. I just know we had the class and he's talking about Eddie Guerrero and he said that he was a big fan of Lion, Cheating, and Stealing, and then that's why I said that's why he's an America fan.
Oh my God! Yes.
And
yeah. That was so funny.
And everybody was like, "Ooh." He's pretty, but I mean, that guy's.
Remember that time he lost that bet and he had to wear the Chivas jersey, yeah. But he wore his America jersey.
So this teacher lost. There's two
Mexican. He wouldn't burn.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So there's two Mexican teams, America and Chivas, and you know the biggest sport in the world, soccer. The Clásico normally is Barcelona and Real Madrid. Now in Mexico, el Clásico refers to America and Chivas. Well, this teacher was a huge America fan. Excuse me. This teacher was a huge America fan. So he placed a bet, I forget with who, but if Chivas won, then he would have to wear a Chivas jersey. If America won, the other guy had to wear an America jersey. Well, America lost. So he came in to school wearing a Chivas jersey, and they're like, dude, are you wearing a long sleeve under? And he's like, yeah. And he pulls it up, and it's like, it's my America jersey. I don't want to burn. And the whole day, it was hot as hell. He would not take off.
I was dying when he said that.
Yeah,
shit.
He would not take off the long sleeve because he didn't want his skin to burn by wearing the Chivas jersey. He went to Mexico for a vacation once, and then I told him, hey, bring me back a jersey. Like fucking around, he actually brought me back a Chivas jersey.
Aww.
I still have it. It's pretty cool.
Aww. He got me my Santa Cruz sweater.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess though.
I gave it to my niece because it's.
The Chivas jersey doesn't fit me either. Let's just put it that way. It was medium.
Fucking. She was a small.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a small.
I mean, he got me medium because he wanted to fuck with me. That's the whole reason. I've known, like, the whole high school. I went back to him when I was in college and stuff to learn, like, math because my college professor was not good.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to him. Classes? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I remember this. I'll always remember him dearly. He's still with us, not any of that stuff. But the reason I can't say his name is because I had algebra 2 with you, and I would teach everybody. Like I would help teach math to people, but I was also a lazy fuck. Now, what I mean by that is I understood the subject, I understood the material, and I could do it in my head. And of course, when you're like that, and it's a little bit simple for you, sometimes you don't want to do the work. Because if you understand it, then why put in the work to relearn it? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's just being lazy. That's just being a high school kid because you want more free time. So you don't do stuff. So I wouldn't do my homework. So the problem is that.
And they were like 2 points each.
Yeah. So the problem is this teacher is also the kind of teacher that does not let you slack off. Like, if you're slacking, that's your fault. You know, he's not going to really give you extra credit unless you're like... He used to give extra credit.
Did he let us turn in the homeworks at the end of the year?
I don't remember if it was him. I don't remember if it was him or...
But we did that once, no?
Yeah.
I remember something like that. Okay, continue.
Yeah, I don't remember it was him.
Like, that'd be a fun fact because that shit's funny.
Yeah, he only had one extra credit, which was on Wednesdays if you dressed up in business clothes or, like, in dress clothes.
If you're going for a job interview.
Yeah, like, if for a job interview, you would get extra credit. Now, this is just his way of getting younger kids from, the hood and from, like, these locations of low-income locations to pretty much look better, look presentable, look decent, and more than anything, figure out where to get these clothes from. And, hey, if you want to do it, it's on you. It's your prerogative, I'm not going to push you and stuff like that. I mean, there was this one kid that complained all the time because he would always wear shorts. And he's like, how come they always get extra credit for wearing the clothes? And he's like, you can too. Like, there's no reason you don't have to. Like, it's just your choice. Anyway, I never did the homework. I failed that class. I did really good in the test and everything. But obviously, all of that adding up, without doing the homework, you're not going to pass class. Yes. Technically, I failed.
Technically, I was like not really there the whole time.
Yeah.
How did I pass it?
Technically, I failed, but now this is why I can't really say his name.
Because
I'm not sure if it's allowed or not. I mean, I'm pretty sure it is. I just don't want to throw him under the bus or anything like that. I already am anyway. The next year, this was 10th grade. For 11th grade, I wanted to continue in band. I was in band in 10th grade. And I wanted to continue in band. So, for me, I wanted to challenge myself. And the only way that I can take every class that I wanted and fit it into my schedule was taking AP Calculus.
Oh, that was a morning one, right?
Yes. So, this is the thing. I was in Algebra 2 and I just failed it. Usually, you go geometry, Algebra 2, trigonometry, and all that stuff.
That was a trick.
But again, I understood the subject. I understood the material. So, I actually went up to him and I'm like, hey, can I be in your AP Calculus class? Even though I failed Algebra 2? And he's like, yeah, sure. I know you know the stuff because I see you helping other people. He's like, I'll do you one better. If you get an A in my class, in my AP Calculus class, your fail never happened. You get a C. I got an A in his AP Calculus class because I understood the subject. And obviously, because he let me do that, I wasn't going to slack off this time.
Yeah.
Like, I learned my lesson. And, of course, I'm going to repay him back for, like, doing all this stuff. So I got an A in his class, and he held true to his word. The F is never on my record. Yeah. So technically, I have a C in Algebra 2, even though I failed it, and I never went to, like, summer school or whatever. So that's something you probably can change it if you go to summer school or whatever.
Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did with geometry.
Yeah. But the thing is, I never went to summer school, but it still changed it. But because of the fact that I took AP Calculus and then because of that, in senior year, Fremont had to create AP Calculus 2 or AP Calculus BC for me and two other kids because we were the only kids that were taking AP Calculus.
Oh, yeah, huh? Yeah. I remember that.
So they had to create it for me and two other kids that were seniors. Nobody else had it except for us. And then because of us, now they also had that for, like, seniors and stuff moving forward that were smart enough to do
it. So, in other words, you're welcome.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean,
I mean, a lot of teachers won't, like, just forget about their fucking student and be like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, you obviously just didn't want to do the fucking homework. People didn't have a heart.
So, yeah, like, I don't know if you were saying you're welcome for me for having it created or for him. For me, I'm like, obviously.
Nah, for them not having a free period anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I also did a lot of stuff to them as a senior prank. So, I got back to them.
I think we talked about that, didn't we?
Not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast.
That'll
be a story for later on.
Yeah. So, I the reason I just went on this tangent is because it just reminded me of that. And this teacher's amazing. And then that's the kind of teachers that you want in high school. We had pretty decent teachers, actually. To be quite honest. We had pretty good teachers.
Still, like, see a couple of them on Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still see him on Facebook. And I'm still friends with him, stuff like that. I saw him once around walking and stuff. But, again, I don't want to say the name because I don't know if technically what he did was okay to do or whatever. But, I mean, obviously he did it, and it wasn't like I didn't know the subject. I was just a lazy motherfucker.
You might want to hit him up sometime.
Oh, I still talk to him.
If he's still around.
I still talk to him.
I always trip out when I see my high school guy friends that I grew up with as well, hanging out with the teacher, having some beer, watching the game. I'm like,
I don't know about that. I haven't done that.
I'm like, really? Is there that cool? What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure I could be that cool with this guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Have somebody that can mentor you even though you're
like I said, after I was, when I was in CSUN, I still went back to him to learn. After, like, I would go from CSUN and drive to Fremont and then go to his class. Because he used to stay after school a lot for, like, a lot of kids that want to help or just want to do homework or honestly just who didn't really have a good life and just, like, a good home life and wanted to stay there a little bit. He would do that for them.
Like a long study hall.
Yeah. And, I mean, this guy did a lot. But that reminded me of that, like, the whole math thing. I just hadn't thought about it in a while. And then when you guys started talking about
it. Not only that, but, like, you wanted to pay attention because the whole time it was, like, just fucking comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was funny.
He's one of the funniest teachers I've ever had.
He funny and can, like, continue a lesson.
Yeah. One of the smartest people I know. Like, this guy, I know he's teaching high school because he wants to.
Oh yeah.
Not because not because he can't teach anything else. Like, you know, this guy is beyond brilliant.
Yep.
And he's Hispanic.
I always thought, like, our first semester, I always thought that eventually, like, we probably wouldn't even, like, graduate with him.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this fool has to go somewhere else, right? Like,
I always thought, like, you know,
we're being spoiled.
You know, because, like, you know how there's headhunters and like corporate jobs. I'm pretty sure there's headhunters in schools, and he would be a prime candidate. A lot of the teachers that we had were prime candidates to be headhunters for different things.
Hell yeah.
They were passionate about what they did.
Hell yeah.
Which is crazy enough to think of a high school in the hood having you know, teachers that are honestly highly motivated to teach you.
And stand and deliver kind of teachers.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah,
they are.
And it's pretty crazy.
They're like totally unsung.
Unfortunately, you know, politics happened and, you know, the school got taken over by whatever education system because of the fact that even though the program that I was in was always doing fairly well and we were the ones keeping the scores up, the school overall was in a bad neighborhood. You can't teach everybody. Not everybody has a heart to be in it. So the scores weren't where they're supposed to be, which, you know, people don't see the different sections. They see the overall, and the overall wasn't good. So they literally, at one point, took over school and got rid of everybody.
Yeah, and teachers weren't even the problem. That's the bad part.
Yes and no.
I mean, not all of them.
Yes and no, but
even administration got, you know, their own overhaul.
But everybody got the axe. Some came back. You know,
they had to re-interview for their jobs.
But they had to re-interview. Everybody got a pink slip.
And then there's people that were just like, it's not even worth it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I think he was one of the ones. He's like, you know what? I can't come to this school because of the fact that it's going to happen again. And he saw that they just weren't caring about the kids and stuff like that. So I'm not sure where he's at. I'm pretty sure wherever he's at, they're lucky to have him.
For real.
You know, it's just great. And then, of course, he has his family and his kid. I saw him recently. He still lives around here. I saw him with his kid and stuff. He's a wearing a Medica jacket. Much like I was wearing my Barca jacket, he's wearing his Medica jacket. Oh, God. So yeah, I guess the best. Anyway, that was a weird tangent to go on.
That was
like
a good
for
one,
like
though. That was very nostalgic
for like 13 minutes. But like, you guys,
I wonder how, this is a very like specific situation that happened to us. I feel. I mean, yeah. I know other magnet programs. No one talks about their teachers like we do. Like,
I don't
we
know.
Talk
I don't
about
think
we
so.
Bring them up. Like if you're with someone that you haven't seen in a while, who you're talking about? Fucking teachers. That's we always come down to that.
I mean, we had a teacher that I'm pretty sure works for CIA. He just never said it.
Oh yeah.
he's a double black belt. He was like in his
watch out. He's probably
50s?
Watching us right now.
55.
That fool was tight.
He was like what 55, 50 in his when he was teaching us or
55, 56.
Yeah, but he looked like he was in his 30s. Rode a full motorcycle hair. every Thursday
yeah,
and Friday.
Motorcycle, yeah. And what fucking flew in to oh by dedication. Speaking about dedicated high school teachers. He, at one point, stopped living in, like, California. Yeah, he stopped living in California.
He lived in Nevada.
Yeah, he lived in Nevada, and he came every week to teach.
Yeah, he would come
every
week.
Fucking week. So he'll, like, come home on a Sunday night, leave on a Friday night to go back to his, like,
yeah,
wife and kids.
That's why I would tell you, like, he drove his motorcycle on Thursday and Friday because of traffic.
Traffic
was heavy on Thursdays, and then he would come, you know, Sunday
this
night.
This is a guy who, like, the last month of high school for us, or the last month for the seniors, was, like, teaching us about taxes and what to look out for and, like, a little bit of the housing market. He's the one that
have
was,
you
like,
have
this,
you
is a this is as much as I need to teach you. This is the only time I have to teach you this. No one else is going to fucking teach you
yeah.
this.
Have you looked at his LinkedIn?
I have, but and it's been a while since I've seen his LinkedIn.
I emailed
recently. Him when I got my current job.
Okay.
And then, like, I told him, like, dude, I owe you a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw his LinkedIn recently, and Jesus,
yes,
it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. He works. He does work in government. He works in the museums, or so he says. Estonian. Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, he works in the museum. It's just
That's what Olivia's dad works at. That's why you kind of want to think about CIA or something to do with the government.
Who?
Olivia.
Oh, Scandal? From Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plus, he was a double degree black belt. So. Yeah, I don't know if I did it. I don't know if I told a story here of the keyboard.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
Did I say that on the podcast?
I don't know.
Haven't heard it.
No, I haven't said it on the podcast. I'll leave that for another time.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I'll leave that for another time. Yeah. I don't know if I did. I'll look back because it's a high school memory. So I'm pretty sure. I don't know if I'm talked about it, but there's a keyboard story. And it has to do with both teachers that I was talking about, the math teacher and then...
I have a good story about those two.
Yeah, the one...
me, like, trying to turn in an assignment.
The one that we're talking about...
Two motherfuckers.
...is a history teacher.
Yeah.
Who I didn't have senior year. I had,
I had him for AP US History.
I had Mr. Edwards. Mr. Edwards was pretty badass, too. I remember he...
Oh, shit, I forgot about him.
Yeah, yeah. Not a lot of people liked him, but...
I know, I remember
he's
that.
He's the one who taught... I loved him because he's the one who taught me how to do college work.
Oh, yeah, he did that, right? Yeah. He did that. That was his curriculum?
Yeah.
Well, Aldrich's was the same, but I remember Edwards being a little bit more different. Yeah.
And people didn't like his class, and I was like, dude, his class is the easiest shit in the world.
It's a history type of class.
Yeah.
Because of history, I didn't fucking cross the stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the teachers didn't like her.
No, he didn't. He was freaking atheist and shit. I liked them, though.
Remember that fucking guy that was substitute? The Christian dude?
Which one? The one with the grenade?
What the hell? No, not him. The one that teaches you how to kill?
Yeah.
No, not that one. Okay. Mr. French.
Yeah!
I'll say his motherfucker's name. I don't care. Mr. French was a shit.
He didn't really teach us how to kill.
No, it was like this old white guy Christian dude. Typical white old guy.
No.
He would leave like prayers and like anti-abortion shit in the books.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah?
Oh, my God.
I know. I've never had him.
No.
Never had him.
It must have been the semester I didn't have Aldridge with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Senior year is a lot of... We didn't have a lot of classes together.
Yeah.
Because junior year, I took, like, what? 6 AP classes or something like that?
Yeah. I remember in senior year. Why the fuck did we do that? We were so pompous.
Well, I did it because my senior year, I didn't
want to
do
it. It was easy. It was tight.
I took all those classes.
Why did y'all do that?
I took all those classes because senior year, I didn't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And because I graduated senior year technically with a bunch of extra credits, and I was trying to talk to the magnet coordinator to see if I could sell them.
Wouldn't that be nice if they would have given you cash for those extra credits?
I wanted to sell them to other students so they can pass.
Oh.
And I can get paid.
Like a fucking raffle.
Oh. Yeah. Like I literally wanted.
You'll get a passing grade.
Like I had so many extra credits, and
you're
I knew.
You're cool. And like, fuck you.
I knew people that were in obviously situations that. It's harder for them to study. They have to work and everything. And I was like, can I give some or can I sell some of these passes?
Like, I knew
these
you credits? Back then like that. I was over, like, hey.
Over them, you know? And they're like, you can't do that. And I was like.
He tried, you guys.
I did.
Sorry.
I was trying to help people out, okay? Plus, it's also, you know, side cash. I needed, you know, for video games and stuff. Well, yeah, welcome to the Lexicon Podcast. That was a long introduction going on a long road.
Are we going to continue on teachers or are we going to just start into our subject?
No, we're gonna jump into the other subject. Okay. We're going to leave the teachers in high school for another podcast because I know it's going to be it's going to be a long one.
Yeah.
Kind of how our whole entire podcast started off our family, our beginning of our growing up and teachers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean pretty much that's how I started.
From maggots to now, we are here
flying around.
Yep.
Pretty much. So we're gonna leave that for another one because I know we all have stories and like I said I have a lot of them too. Yeah, it was a huge like kind of tangent. Again, it all started because of math, so that's where it came from. So, but actually,
but because
I'm a teacher, wait a minute, wasn't that like a whole math problem right there?
Yeah. But with
software X, you guys.
Yes, X equals Lexicon Podcast.